For SKG Radiology, when you depend on the right result, the choice is clear. It's SKG Radiology, and they bring us this man, Lachie Neal, from the Fremantle Football Club. Lachie, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Gus. Thanks for having me on again.
No, we love having you on, Lockster. But my question, book of questions is running dry. What can I ask you? On the back of another disappointing loss, Lachie, that was pretty ordinary. You were never really in the hunt against a very good team, mind you.
Yeah, they've got some pretty quality players, Adelaide, and I thought we showed a little bit early and our hit around the ball was pretty good for most of the day, but in the end their quality players got on top of us and it turned out to be a pretty big win by them in the end.
Mate, you had your shoulder taped. I know you've had sort of your lower legs have been a little bit of a concern. Your calf has been taped. You had your shoulder taped. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be right. Got two more games to get through for the rest of the year and then I'll get a few weeks rest. So two more to go, Goss, and then we'll be resting up and ready to go for pre-season.
I know you've said to me that you don't really keep an eye on all what is said media-wise, and I know you don't watch footy shows as per se, but it's been pretty hard to avoid some of the stuff that's been going around. And I talk of the Hayden Ballantyne story, whether he's looking for a trade or not. Peter Sumich has gone from the club. Nat Pfeiffer said, you've got to show me how the process is and the progress is for the footy club, otherwise I might look at free agency. Hard to avoid in a small group of players. Can you just give us your perspective on exactly the mood at Fremantle, your honest assessment?
Yeah, so obviously things pop up on social media and whatnot, and it is hard to avoid, like you said, and I can honestly say that the mood around the club's been really good. Obviously, there's a few things that's bobbed up over the last few days as well, and because we played on the weekend, I haven't been in the club too much since, and everyone's sort of been doing their own recovery and whatnot. But I can honestly say that the mood around the club hasn't changed much at all, and obviously we're disappointed with how the season's gone and the loss on the weekend, but in terms of the comments made in the media and whatnot, I can honestly say that it hasn't affected me, and I can't really speak for everyone else, but it doesn't seem like it's affected the group as a whole.
Now, Hayden Ballantyne is, you know, I think, you know, he's not in the level of a Matthew Pavlich or an Aaron Sandilands, but he's been around for a long time and he's given his heart and soul to the football club. There is strong talk. Now, I'm not saying you know this. Just give us your vibe on Hayden Ballantyne, the person leading into the game on the weekend, knowing that he'd been in the news, whether it be right or wrong, that his name had been mentioned in dispatches about wanting to go somewhere else next year.
Yeah, Hayden's a much-loved member of our team, and as you said, he gives it his all every week in, week out, and I know the guys love playing with him, so his preparation and whatnot didn't change at all, and I was probably a little bit harder for him having all that speculation leading into the game. It wouldn't have been ideal for him, but the way that he handled himself was great, and nothing changed his end leading into the game, and his efforts throughout the match didn't waver.
I know you don't talk contracts, but if I was giving a contract right now to a Fremantle Dockers footballer, it would be Alex Silvani.
Yeah, he's played really well over the last couple of weeks, and I think Ross is on record as saying that he did himself no harm on the weekend once again, and we know that he's one of those players as well that will give it his everything and he won't leave anything to chance. So it's a credit to the way that Alex has prepared through his whole career. Basically, I think there's been numerous times where he's come into the side for a couple of weeks when guys like Zach Dawson or when McFarlane was at the club went down with injuries and whatnot, and he was able to stand up in some big games.
Good morning, Perth, with Tim Gossage on Forever Classic 6AX.